But I have to make her right before I can get it, before I can see it. You have to make your spouse right if you're going to understand, if you're going to get what it is they're trying to tell you. But most of the time, we know how it is because we said how it is. And we're being right about what we said about it. The problem is that we said how it is a long, long time ago. We took a stand about the opposite sex a long, long time ago. And we've been being right about it our entire life. Are there any questions so far about this? Is it clear to you what we've been...
No, it wasn't that important to me.
She would have been
right. She would have
been. He wouldn't have listened. No.
Yeah, I would not let it in. Yeah.
You made her right if you were willing to accept
it.
Being right means you're going to look at somebody else's perspective about you, and that's difficult for us. It's difficult for us as human beings. Why? Because we grew up being what? Corrected or criticized? Criticized. So anytime anybody offers a correction, no matter how much they love us, anytime anybody offers a correction, the mind instantly goes to they're criticizing me. Who the hell do they think they are criticizing me? Tell them to look in the mirror. Because he could have said the same thing about me. Listen, you're in your ego. All these women came down. He could have said the same thing. It could have wound up that way. It wasn't important to me when he left that he was in his ego. I mean, he was entertaining. He was like this different persona. Okay, great. You know, have a great time. Bye. It wasn't important until he asked for the support. I don't happen to think there's anything wrong with ego. I think it's healthy once in a while to really boost yourself up. But when you fall, you know, I'm not going to say, well, I knew that when you left. I could have told you that. I could tell just by the way that you've got yourself dressed. Yesterday you're in jeans, the guys come down, today you're in a two-piece suit. You know, it could have gone that way. But I thought, no, wait a minute. He's really asking for what's going on here.
But it wasn't until I made her right about what she said that it became real clear to me. In the moment that you make them right, you will see what they're saying. You will understand it. You'll get it. It'll become clear in that moment that you make them right. Now, we're not saying that you should just surrender to everyone that way. We're talking about in relationship with somebody that you know, you love, you trust. They love you. They trust you. Somebody that you're in that relationship with, it's safe to give them that surrender, that trust. Any other questions? It won't feel right until you make them right. When you make them right, then you'll get clear about what they're saying. See, if you're not getting it, it's because you're not really listening yet. You're still listening.
It's still criticism. It's still, I have this flaw. They're pointing it out. Who are they to point it out? They have flaws too. This is just a defense. I have to defend myself from this attack instead of listen. Whether I like this person or don't like this person, what they're saying is true. Whether I trust this person or don't trust this person, what they're saying is basically true. Okay. So I know what to do with a flaw. You have a choice to attack back or to say, yes, you're right. Yes, you're right. I am a total bitch. Yes, you're right. And you know what? I'm not going to change. That's the way I am. You can live with it or you can not live with it. Now you have a choice. This is how I am and I'm not willing to change it. Or this is how I am and I'm willing to change this.
There is a phenomenon that occurs, however, when one surrenders to the other. When you surrender and make them right, in order to do that, your heart is open and you're vulnerable. And very quickly, their heart will open and they'll become vulnerable as well. Even if they were attacking at first, by you not responding by attack back, but by just letting it go through you and you keep yourself open and vulnerable, they will then open their heart more and the attack will be over.
Which leads to communication. Most couples get into this criticism, tit for tat. Say, yes, I have this list of flaws. What am I going to do about it? There's nothing wrong with having flaws. That's what made you who you are. And you have a choice of which ones to correct or not correct.
The other part of it is that we are each 100% responsible for the circumstances of the relationship. In responsibility, we're talking about being at cause in how the relationship is, being the source of the circumstances, being accountable for the circumstances, that we're having our relationship be exactly the way it is and exactly the way it isn't on purpose to making us right about relationships. There are no victims. Most of the problem is we look over there at them and judge, evaluate, and compare how they're doing it or how they are. And however we judge them or evaluate them or compare them, we're going to be right. We're going to have evidence. We're going to have people show up to agree with us, all so that we can be right. It'll never heal, it'll never shift, it'll never change until we look at ourselves as cause. Now, some of you mentioned in your sharing earlier this morning that you've been in a number of relationships and now you're ready to look at you. Now the healing can occur. You know, you hear people say, well, I always get the wrong person. Why do I always get the wrong people? It's not that we get the wrong people. It's that we turn every person into that kind of person, people, that's the wrong people.
Or we're attracted to the negative qualities that we don't like, basically. Men will only date me if they love bitches. Period. If they like these sweet, kind people, they would not be attracted to me. If they like these quiet little mousy, that isn't me.
If they're not that way when we first get with them, we'll whip them into shape. It won't take us long. Won't take us long before we'll whip them into shape. So we can be right. You're starting to see how maybe you've had something to say about the opposite sex, about relationships. It's turned out the way it has because you said so. You're the author, producer, director, actor, and actress in your drama, in your relationship. It's exactly the way it is because you said so.
And you continue to expect it to be that way, which is the problem. Because we keep changing relationships, but the circumstances don't change.
Any questions? Okay, so what this leads us to is that some point in our life, we took a stand about the opposite sex. We gave our word and we said how the opposite sex was. And we've been being right about that stand our whole life. It's like the filter or the foundation of who we are in relationship. That once we took our stand about relationship, that was the railroad tracks that the train called relationship sits on. And it heads in the same direction. The tracks are set. They're heading in the same direction. It's always been the way it always has been. Because we took a stand, we gave our word with emotion that that's how the opposite sex is. So we're going to do a little exercise in writing now to support you in getting in touch with what your stand is. Under your chairs is a little yellow pad there if you'd like to use that. And write the statement at the top of your page. The truth about the opposite sex is. The truth about the opposite sex is.
Just one thing or...
Well, wait. Just write that statement at the top of your page. Now, say that statement to yourself and then listen to the next thought your mind has in response to that statement. Like, I would say, the truth about the opposite sex is, I would listen to my mind and it would say, oh, they're wonderful. And then I'd write down they're wonderful. And I'd say, now the truth about the opposite sex is, well, they're strong. And then I'd write down they're strong. Whatever thoughts come, write them down. Now, some thoughts may be louder than others. If you get a loud thought, put a check mark by it. Sometimes your mind screams the biggie, the one that's really there. So write, do that over and over and over. the truth about the opposite sex is, and write down your response, so it's like you're emptying your mind on the paper. And do that over and over and over again, and if you get a loud answer, put a check mark by it. Okay. Now, going over your list, what do you notice? What has your mind been saying about the opposite sex? Yeah. Terrible thing. Negative? Well,
mine also is between negative thing and positive.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to break up the bad part with the good part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just don't understand them. Okay? Okay, James?
I'm going to get back to angry and jealous.
Angry and jealous. Okay? Okay. Okay. Did you get a loud one? Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
I had very similar. They were powerful to help. They were very similar to the color of the
patient. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I had most of it was really painful.
Well, that's
going to
cause a problem.
And then
okay. Well, we have an angel sitting on our shoulder that gives us everything we ask for, everything we speak. That angel wants us to have whatever it is we say we want. Looking at your list, does that describe or indicate how your relationships are the way they are? You see how you're responsible? They couldn't be any other way but make you right about whatever you said.
Talk a little bit about responsibility. Please.
Responsibility, as we use it, means that we are the power in our life. That we have it be how it is. That we're the author, producer, director, actor, or actress in our drama. That we're accountable for the circumstances. That doesn't mean we're to blame. This is not about blame, and it's not about guilt. It's about being at cause in the circumstance, that there are no victims. So far in our life, a lot of us have wanted to be victims. They did it to us. If only they would change, then we would be okay. We're the victim. There's no power in being a victim. We only get our power when we take responsibility. And by looking at your list and what you have on your list, you can start to get more clearly how that your interaction with the other sex turns out the way it does because this belief that you have about them. It's only the way it is right now because this is how you're saying it is. This is how you're saying it would be in your relationship with the other sex. You are being right. You will gather evidence to make you right. You'll gather agreement to make you right. That this is how they are. Except that it's not true. It's not true and it's not real. You made it up. You made it up at some point in your life when you had an altercation or an interaction with somebody of the opposite sex that was very upsetting to you. Could have been a brother or a sister, a mother or a father, aunt, some significant person in your life or event in your life happened. And in the emotional upset of that event, you took a stand about the opposite sex. This list demonstrates to you what your stand is, because this list makes your stand right. So going over your list, can you narrow it down to one specific statement that you've made? See if you can take all of that list and narrow it down into one statement that would be a specific statement that you have used in the past for the opposite sex. And write that statement down. Okay, what did you get? What does your statement come out to be? Regina? Men are more trouble than they're worth. Okay. Okay. Who else?
Men are not very nice.
Men are not very nice. Okay. Who else? Men are weak. Okay. Users and exploiters. Okay.
Women are better than men, but they're irrational.
Women are better than men, but they're irrational. Okay.
Women have to call all the shots in a relationship.
Women call all the shots. Okay.
Have to.
Men aren't safe, they're undependent. Carolyn? Men are never
right. I got it.
Okay. Okay, anybody? Linda? Men lie. Okay. Pat? Okay.
So I know on one level that that's not true, because I put my relationship in that.
Right. But when you took that stand, it was an intimate relationship circumstance that was where it happened when you took the stand. Anybody else?
As long as they do it my way, in other words. They're a necessary cross to bear.
So you can start to see more clearly how come relationships have been the way they have or haven't.